Mike Nesbitt is joining us, the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party. You know, what state is our politics in, Mike?
Pretty appalling, Stephen. I find the last, whatever it is, 50 minutes of your programme, very, very hard. Very hard to listen to. You know that I came out yesterday to say that I thought Gregory Campbell was totally out of order. He has been just gratuitously offensive to those who cherish the Irish language, and people have every right to cherish the Irish language, whether they're Republican, Nationalist or Unionist, and a lot of Unionists cherish the Irish language. But equally, what Gerry Adams did last night is absolutely appalling. And it's not, if he wants to call me a bee, he can do it from sunrise to sunset. It'll be watered off a duck's back. There'll be people in unionism who think it's wrong that he calls me a bee because of the position I'm in. But forget all that. The important thing about last night was what he said about equality. Because to me, equality is a core value for all the parties of government here at Stormont. Equality is at the centre of the vision for a new Northern Ireland, which I thought he supported as much as I do. But what he said last night was that equality is nothing more than a secret weapon to beat unionists with. Well, if that's what he really feels, he has done enormous damage to our inability to create mutual trust, something that was at the heart of the Belfast Agreement in 98.
What does this mean? Just because we're running out of time, Mike, what does this mean for the talks?
Well, Stephen, I've been waiting 45 minutes, 50 minutes to come on. What does it mean for the talks? It makes it just more difficult, Stephen. But you know what? Nobody said it was going to be easy. We have to do these things. We have to switch the focus to prosperity, to generating serious wealth for our people, because they don't have that wealth. And without the wealth, we can't afford the public services that we want to give to our people. We have to get a focus onto the economy, onto the education of our children, onto the health service and onto housing. And we can only do that if people are waking up with a sense of purpose in their lives, going to bed with a sense of achievement, and on a Friday, going into town or wherever they live with a few extra quid in their back pocket, because we're generating wealth and prosperity and people are happy again.
Is this a resigning matter for Gerry Adams?
That's up to Gerry. He has form for this, Stephen. I was in New York once. He made a speech in the Plaza on the Park, $500 a plate, fundraiser for Sinn Féin. He was in a black tie and he was talking a speech that was all about reaching his hand out to his unionist brothers. It sounded fantastic. One hour later, he's in Celtic Park in the Bronx in jeans and an iron sweater, and it was all Chucky Arla and Britside. Who is and what is the real Gerry Adams? That's the question today.
Is it any worse than what Tom Elliott said in 2011, just after the Assembly elections?
The then unionist leader, Tom Elliott,
hit the headlines after he called Sinn Féin scum. Well, let's just have a listen. Let's have a listen to what your former leader said.
There are many challenges ahead, and I see many people here with flags today, some of them with flags from a foreign nation. And I must say... I am also... I would expect nothing better from the scum of Sinn Féin than to come out like this.
It's not all one-sided. It's not all one way, Mike.
Oh, just digging something out from the past. Stephen, I never, ever, ever endorsed those comments.
You referred to the past a minute ago. You dug something out about Adams in the past.
I never endorsed what Tom said then. I think that was highly regrettable, but it was in a highly charged atmosphere. What I want to do, Stephen, in my brand of unionism, I want to work with Sinn Féin, and that's the difference between us and the DUP. The DUP are working with Sinn Féin because they have to. I want to get to a position where I respect Sinn Féin's mandate as much as I respect the DUP's mandate, the Alliance Party's mandate, the SDLP's mandate. I want to work with those people, but what Gerry Adams said last night makes it more difficult, because I am now hearing a man saying that equality is not a core value, not a vision for a new Northern Ireland. It is a secret weapon that he's going to use to try and beat me up with. That just makes it more challenging, but the Ulster Unionist Party is up for the challenge because the people want and deserve better. But the point, of course, is that in 2011, they voted the DUP and Sinn Féin into the heart of government. My challenge is to persuade people that there is a better alternative.
Okay, Mike Nesbitt, thank you.